ladies and gentlemen, thank you for viewing.
We're being graced by more royalty. More. You know, we only come to too much content when we got royalty in the building.
Yeah, well, we only come here for special occasions. Yeah. Just, otherwise, we do it in a basement.
So I get the royal treatment.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
You came all the way from Sweden. We couldn't put you in a basement.
No one wrote a plane to see us. Oh, just little old us.
But you don't have boobs, that's why.
Amber, please.
Boobs all across this couch. I'm developing them.
We're working on it.
Yeah, Nate's catching up. Nate used to be hot.
He used to be hot. Yeah, we just showed him a picture of young hot Nate.
Yeah.
He's broken on the inside.
What's wrong with you now?
A lot's wrong.
His foot for one.
I've only known you for like 5 minutes, so I'm sure by the end of the hour I can see what's wrong with you.
Yeah,
don't worry.
It'll be more than you expect.
Yeah, you'll get to know us, and you'll be furious with your manager.
You'll be like, God damn it, lady!
Those boys.
I flew here for this shit.
We're here with the queen of sexting, Amber, sweetheart. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, I mean, ecstatic. My foot's broke.
God.
But past that, are my socks on the screen, Irish?
No.
All right, as long as my socks aren't shown.
Yeah.
What's wrong with his socks?
There's nothing wrong with his socks. It's just his feet.
There is something about letting the audience know we're too comfortable.
Yeah, that we're barefoot.
We already have too much content. We can't be too comfy.
Too much comfort. Amber, how did you get the Queen of Sexting title? What did you like?
So I started OnlyFans during the pandemic, and I didn't really want to do porn. Mm. Actually, I didn't have a choice because it was the pandemic. I didn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
What'd you do before?
That's what I told my wife. I was like, I didn't have a choice. I have to fuck these women.
I got stuck.
She was like, you still have a job.
Well, that's a little different. Before that, I was a makeup artist, and I worked in fashion and marketing. So.
Okay.
In any case, I opened my OnlyFans, and I thought, how the hell do I, you know, make this work?
Yeah.
So I started to sext and make little videos. So I started to use words, like my imagination, and I kind of developed that from there. And I figured, okay, if you want to watch porn, you can easily get that on the internet for free.
Yeah.
What makes me different? It's the personal connection, right?
Yeah.
So I'm talking one-on-one with that person. So when I'm sexting with someone, it's like literally you and I for like half an hour, whatever it is.
And it's always, I guess you couldn't. It's always just you, I'm guessing. Does that get busy? Just like
Of course. I work really, really hard. I work a lot of hours. But, you know, I've kind of developed relationship with my fans. So I have fans that have been with me for months and months and months. And they're kind of like my online boyfriends.
Yeah.
And you know, so
Polly.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
That's
Polly,
cool.
Yeah. Super cool. Polly.
You gotta be Polly when you're sexting everybody.
Yeah,
power Polly.
Oh, dude, whenever she gets in a fight, be like, you better calm down. I'm texting my 97 boyfriend,
and they're paying to talk to me.
Yeah, they're paying me. So if anything's wrong to me, they're fucking you up.
That must kind of like, does that like affect your relationship dynamics where you're like, you're boring. This guy will pay me to be boring. You know. Like, you don't, you're out on a date and some guy's like.
But you know what? I haven't actually dated in so long. Mm. I haven't gone on a, like, real life date in months and months and months.
Too busy sexting.
Yeah. Like, you know, I have social anxiety.
Yeah, really?
So, a little bit, yeah. Huh. So if I can sit at home, you know, talking to people, you know.
It's the same.
Sexting and getting orgasms anyways. What do I need to go out for?
Now, when it's sexting. Is it just like text or is there pictures involved?
I make little pictures and videos.
Okay.
So like I'll be talking to you and they're like, what are you doing? Do you want me to see? I can show you what I'm doing. I make a little video, what I'm doing, what I'm wearing and so on. It's really, really good fun.
And it's mainly the sexting, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting too because it's like, because I know like the popularity of OnlyFans is because of that like personalized experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that like makes it like personal on another level.
Yeah. Exactly. And because I've developed this relationship with these people. So like I said to you, I have these boyfriends, like they are my online boyfriends. And I talk to them like almost every day. And it's like having a normal relationship, but just online. Mm. It's really cool.
Do you have a top five?
Yeah, who are your five favorite boys? Yeah, I know right you can't now?
Say that. No, I'm they know who they are. I love you guys.
Yeah. They all feel the same way after you said that. We're
trying to get the come on, don't come for her pockets with that one. I'm there's to... Joe in Wisconsin just be like, Amber, you bitch, I love you.
This is journalism. I'm trying to get a juicy deets. Come on, dude, the scoop. We're trying to get some scoops here.
Oh, fuck it.
I love too much cunt. That would be a username on OnlyFans.
What? Too much content?
Too much content? All right, never
mind. That's someone with a porn addiction. Too much.
That's this place. We're not just being mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a sexting question.
It must be annoying to like be on a date and then you're sexting other people. But like it's your job,
I wouldn't go on a date and sex. But like I said, I don't go on dates anymore. And it's really hard to find to go on dates.
Even in Sweden.
As an OnlyFans model, it's really, really hard.
Yeah. Just like time wise or because of people being threatened by it.
Yeah. Like, you know, I have a very large Instagram and it's like I think this I don't know, people kind of expect
Do guys like flat out tell you? Or do you just start noticing, like, after, like, a certain point, you're like, they found my IG.
You know what? This happened to me the other day. I was actually in the hospital in Sweden. Nothing serious. And I received...
Broken thumbs. Broken thumbs.
Yes, it was actually in my head.
They're like, oh, she came down with a case of horny thumbs.
That's not a joke. It was in my thumb. It was in my head.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carpet tunnel. Yeah. I play a lot of video games, so it's the same.
Yes, it's the same thing, so you know what I mean.
It's okay, dude.
But in any case, I saw this guy, and I saw him looking at me, and I thought, what the hell is he looking at? And then I received a message on IG, and he's like, I saw you in the hospital. And this kind of thing starting to happen, you know? Kind of, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird.
It doesn't feel good, though, like, because for us as comedians, if somebody texts me, I saw you in the hospital, I'd be like, fuck yeah, finally somebody's paying attention to me. But is that like...
What if it was your doctor? He's like, I saw you in the hospital, I gotta get back in touch with you.
Oh no. Just choking up on the mic. Yes, yeah, so perfect.
Okay. It felt a little weird. Yeah. I mean, it's different because, ending. You know...
What?
Choking up on the... You knew what you were doing. He's a pig.
Could you choke up on that?
That sounded naughty.
Yeah, I'm gross. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's the ruffian of us. Yeah, us two, good.
You're the good boys.
We're the good boys.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. This guy, wild card.
You'll never know what he's up to. Look at Coors. He's up to something.
Known scoundrel I am.
He's got another two Coors under his shirt. He's ready to pound them all.
How many have you had?
This is the first one. She can see the alcoholism on my face. As I fuck the word up.
Yeah, she knows, dude. You're going to have one of those big gin blossom nose.
She was just like, dude. So I love sexting. You're not driving, are you?
So you got the book, the Sexting Bible. How long did that take to get together?
It took a couple of months. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get it perfect, you know. Mm. I did a lot of rewriting, and I thought, like, the Sexting Bible. First, I wasn't sure about the title. Then I really loved it. And when I released the title, I got a lot of hate mail for it.
Hate mail?
Yeah,
because
I did.
Of Bible in the
Yes, I did.
But and isn't, like,
that's from
Bible,
a bunch of dorks, though.
You just got a bunch of solid people like, I don't like my Bible this horny.
Yeah, yes. This is a disrespect. So I thought, let me change the title. And then I thought, no, I like it. This is cool. You know.
One thing they teach you in Christianity is Bible just means basic instructions before leaving Earth. So the sexting, basic instructions before leaving Earth, you know?
But sex is a thing now. Like, people do it. It is a thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Was it a thing you've always, like, been into? Because I'm very curious about how, like, when you started doing the OnlyFans stuff... And then I like the entrepreneurial headset where you're like, I need to stand out.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, text these horny motherfuckers.
Yeah. Titties ain't enough.
I had to think out of the box because I didn't have anyone to do porn with, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, okay, so you didn't want to. Were you doing OnlyFans kind of like normal for a minute, and then it hit you like the sexting idea?
So like I started the OnlyFans and I didn't really, I thought these girls were making tons of money and I was like posting all these nude pictures and really wasn't making any money. And I thought, how the hell do I get to make this shitloads of money?
Was your Instagram already big before then? Or, okay, so it got big kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
wait, really, when did it start getting big?
About a year ago or so.
Good for you.
Yeah, about a year ago.
You're already like,
this is how I was thinking. Mm. I thought, okay, the pandemic will be over some point.
Yeah.
You know, I want to carry on doing this. Even so I really need to make a brand for myself. You know, I need to stand out like before this shit finishes, you know?
Yeah.
So I need to, you know. So that's
how a rich person's mindset. Take advantage of an epidemic.
I just didn't want to be just another OnlyFans girl. I wanted to do more, you know. Yeah. I wanted to create a brand. I wanted to do more things. Mm. And then the book.
Doing the sexting let you, I feel like that lets you, because like what's your like sexting to posting like pictures and videos ratio? Because I feel like the sexting provides like way more output. And you can, like, do a lot more because you don't have to constantly, like, post for photos and stuff.
No, I do. I do a lot of posting for photos and stuff. I do that also.
So you're, like, double duty.
Yeah, I do. But, you know, obviously, I can't be online 24/7 sexting, you know?
Yeah.
I have to sleep at some point. But I sit in and I do that quite a lot. So I sit on my page a lot and talk to people one-on-one, which is super cool.
How was the longest you think you spent in a day sexting? Like sun up to sundown.
16 hours.
16?
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm very ambitious.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm very ambitious.
How do you read books or are you resending a lot of the same words?
No, I don't I don't copy and paste or anything like that. But I have a good imagination.
I mean, but how many hey babes do you send out a day?
Hey babe has to be common.
How many
common.
Hey babes do you
hey
send
babe
out?
Is, hey babe is common for everybody.
That's no, I never one. Do the hey okay. babe. That's no really babes. Boring.
Even like... After they gave you the money already, you don't give them like one. Hey, babe.
Well, that's like, how does it like, start? That's actually
that's a really good question.
Like,
yeah. So like, if I sign up, let's say I might sign up for your OnlyFans.
Hypothetically,
it might be on sale for. I thought it was right at this moment,
but maybe not when this airs.
Yeah. Oh, were you sexting Big Bear 69?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you found my account. But no, for real. Like, say I sign up for OnlyFans, OnlyFans. How does it start?
So someone signs up and I'll try to, you know, when I log in, I try to see who my new fans are and I go there and I greet them. I always try to greet them by name so they know that I am actually seeing who they are. And then I start talking to them, ask questions, and then, you know, send them a little nice cute picture, if they want to sex.
Andy's acting like he's never done this before. But have you off shot some text to somebody else? Like, look. I'm a little busy. You got to do this for me.
No, I wouldn't do that. That would feel wrong. Yeah.
That's good because I've heard.
You said Blue Man Group?
Blue Man Group sends a bunch of dudes out all the time.
That aren't
Blue Man Group.
They're just like purple.
What's the Blue Man Group?
Purple niggas.
The Blue Man
Group. You don't know Blue Man Group?
It's no.
Oh, yeah.
They're just dudes who paint themselves blue and they bang on drums.
They play drums and stuff.
Iris, so you pull up the Blue Man Group? We'll show you the Blue Man Group. They're ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
It's like a real thing here.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know.
You know what?
I've never had to explain the Blue Man Group. That sounds insane.
Yeah. It's three dudes who are real quiet, and they look like Smurfs.
But I know there's something totally different. The Blue Pill Men.
The Blue Pill Men? I've also never heard.
It's not the same thing, right?
Oh, no, wait. It's Blue Pill Men. Is that like Viagra dudes?
Yes. Yeah.
I got it.
It's not the same thing, right?
Yeah.
It's the Blue Man Group.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, they just took Viagra.
But they're like. They just rock out. Famous over here.
Yeah. Right.
They're like doing some Vegas shit, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's just regular people. It's not even them, like those dudes.
They outsource it.
Yeah.
Can
That's their famous
screen saver. You just gotta be a bald Mr. Clean looking motherfucker. And ready to be all blue.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing of the Sex and Bible? Because I know you can't give out too many secrets. They gotta get the book. But if you had one that you're like, I want this one I want out no matter what. What's your favorite?
Can I tell you my favorite one?
You have a favorite one?
Yes, yeah, he does.
It was the one we were talking about earlier where you can't rely on your partner. Or wait, no, the boundaries one.
Yes.
The boundaries one was the funny one. It was the best. I love crossing boundaries. It was the best one.
Oh, yeah, because he showed me that. Are your examples, you have a lot of examples of sexting and stuff. Are they from, personal experience? Because he showed me one that I was like, what?
They are.
Do you mind if we read this one real quick?
Go on.
Okay. Andy, you be pink, I'll be blue.
No, I won't be blue. I'll be pink.
I want you to fist your ass, baby.
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
Please just do it for me, baby. I want to see.
I don't want to do that.
Just this one time, please.
I'm not gonna do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not into that. Is there something else you want me to do?
No.
Yo, that is great. To aim so high and to be like, there's literally nothing else I want. I couldn't possibly think of something else.
No.
Yeah, some people have just a very narrow-minded.
Yeah. No, but yeah, was that a real exchange? Or you're like, you had to be like, dude, chill.
Perhaps
the fuck out.
Not exactly like that, but yes, there are people like that, you know. Yeah.
So me and Andy have both been in long relationships. How do you think we should go about sex? And what tactics are you should? Because you can't be new. If you got to think on this, I understand.
Yeah.
You don't got to throw anything out right away. I might need to get the book, but. If off the top of your head, if I'm like, my girl's away right now for work. She also does OnlyFans. She's working
she
out.
She does?
No.
I'm so excited.
but she's away, and she's, got to keep it. She'll be gone for a couple of days, so, I got to keep it going.
You should definitely sex.
No, I'm asking for advice.
You guys sexting?
We're not, but... I got the queen of sexing in front of me. I'm not going to ask questions.
How does Nate spice it up? Yeah. How does Nate spice it up with his gal?
If you had a significant other across a different part of the country, what would you like to hear them say? And I'm going to fire it off right now.
Well, you can just start with now, you know what, baby? I've missed you so much. I've been thinking, I'm lying in bed, and oh, my God, I just really wish you were right here next to me.
All right.
Okay, wait.
Fire now.
I know. What's one of the rules? Well, thou shalt not text long messages. Was that pretty long? Or do you think that was around it?
I can take out words.
Look, I was just reading a book. I'm just making sure.
He does the research. Yeah. I get high.
Larry King over here.
I think he enjoyed reading the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Enjoy the book a lot. He was definitely hitting us with a bunch of his favorite parts.
Taking notes. I was like, this is why nobody responds. He just fired it off.
Wait,
did you just say that?
She's going to be like, what the hell are you on?
That's going to be the fun part. It's her being like, I'm still working. It's 5 o'clock.
But that's another thing that you can't text. You can't do that while she's at work. You have to wait for the perfect time,
See, I
want her to fire it up right now. I want her to hide and bother. I got to get out of here.
Well, yeah, that's a good strategy.
Get her thinking about me early.
That's actually good. Okay. That's actually a good question is the timing of it. Because I remember I had a girlfriend in college where I was in the middle of class and out of nowhere. Boy,
this guy bragging about his college girlfriends.
But no.
Somebody.
But in the middle of class, my phone vibrates and I'm just like, hey, what? And I open it up and it's just titties. And I just had, I was like, ha! Because I wasn't ready. Is there a good time and place to do this sex thing?
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Well, you can send invisible messages on
IG now.
Yeah. Oh, not Instagram, on your text, on your iPhone.
Oh, and they just disappear?
They don't disappear.
Like your iMessage?
They just blur it.
Really?
Yeah. You can send an iMessage where it blurs and you can wipe away the blurs. Yeah.
That's actually a good heads up on some sexting.
Yeah.
Where you're like, it's blurry. This is going to be some real shit.
Last night, I'm not 100%, I don't want to say the comic's name, but a female comic I was hosting the show, she came up to me to ask something about going next, I think it was. And right before then, I opened, it's just a picture of my girl's titties. And it's just... And she comes over, puts her hands on my shoulder and goes like that. And, it's bright on my phone. I just hurry up and close it. So I'm still right now at this moment paranoid that she thinks I was just in the back of the room looking at porn.
Which you were.
I didn't explain myself. I didn't go.
You don't owe her an explanation.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. She just walked up to you with titties on your phone and you freaked out.
It was in messages. You could probably see the letters under it and shit because it was clearly I was about to respond.
So she saw?
Probably.
Did she say anything?
No, I think she acted. I think she tried to be cool about it.
Like, yeah, I'm a bro.
She's a cool comic. So I think she was just like, he had titties on his phone. Yeah. I got my own questions right now. I need to know when I'm going up on this lineup.
I just want to know when I'm going up and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I don't let anyone touch my phone. Jesus Christ. That would be a disaster.
Do I steal all your content?
Yeah.
Can I sex one of your clients? All right, never mind.
Wow, that would be that so much. Fun. Yeah, I mean,
they would know immediately.
I'm like, ooh, I'm so hard. Like, what? What?
Yeah. That's like, wrong. Amber's never texted me. Ooh.
Yeah, that's how all my sex start. It's ooh.
Yeah, you probably say boobies a lot.
Yeah, you would definitely say boobies or titties with D's.
I don't know why, but I want to say breast, but that feels lame. That's like the worst. I say boobies. I say boobies.
That's that's a good titties. Question. What's a titties. Good that's if you're sexing? What's a good way to say like titties? Like
2 D's.
What's
or your, two
what's
T's?
The sexiest way for a man to say titties? Is it like tits?
Tits.
That's what I've. Yeah. All right. What about like his dick? Is it like penis?
Dick.
Or cock? Yeah. Cock. See, but I'm black. I feel like we don't say cock.
Black women hate dick. It when you say cock.
They hate.
I
it.
Prefer
black
dick.
Hate it when you say
dick.
Cock.
Yeah. Yeah.
For dick?
Yeah, I do. I like dick.
What do you like? Good move, Andy.
Yeah. I'm having fun.
Yeah, so you live in Sweden. What's Sweden like? I've never been.
You haven't? Sweden is...
You guys have Blackface Santa over there, though.
What? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is a Sweden thing, right? Santa's blackface.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
we're not upset about it. It's just facts.
It was just facts. It's I just thought facts. About it.
Yeah. We weren't trying to do it.
We're not setting you up.
Yeah, we promised we weren't saying that felt like it could.
Yeah, exactly. Mayor's super just, stream of consciousness. He doesn't decide what comes out.
I just thought it was like, oh yeah, they got blackface Santa. It's not, yeah.
It's not like you.
I love blackface Santa.
That wasn't your idea, right?
No.
It was my idea.
How Sweden?
Sweden is okay. Yeah? It's a little boring. Swedish people are boring.
Are they not cool about OnlyFans over there?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I thought they were, and then I tried to open a bank account for my business, and no bank wants me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They treat it like drug money?
They treat it like drug money or something illegal. Yeah. They don't want my business.
Yeah. Wait, crazy. So so when you open the bank account, like
they
you have to
no.
tell... What, they like ask you what you do for...
Yes,
oh.
Yes. So I open a business, and obviously it's my OnlyFans, and they ask about the nature of the business, and I had to explain, no.
Yeah.
Several banks said no.
It's weird that Swedish banks have morality bizarre. When they're the ones that hide the money.
Yeah, exactly. Like money laundering.
That's such a good point. They do all the shady shit
they
for everyone.
They do all the shady stuff, yeah.
According
not only
to
that,
movies.
They have to pay tons of taxes, too. Tax is really high in Sweden. Yeah. So.
But you got to go to the hospital for free, though.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you break your thumbs, you get that free.
I fractured my head, you know?
You fracture your thumbs from sexting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you feel it right when this is like, oh, that was the one.
If you
this
feel
word.
Here, you probably feel it's a little hard, you know? Like
calloused? Let me see.
No. Joking.
That'd have been funny if it was just a brick thumb from so much sexting.
Yeah, your thumb is ass.
Just had a keloid on your thumb.
Yeah, my thumb
is ass. Six packs. So you haven't done any like OnlyFans stuff like that pre 2020?
Or no?
No.
Oh, okay, so what was like, were you thinking about it for a while?
I thought about it for a while, and a friend of mine opened an OnlyFans, and I was really curious, but I didn't quite get it.
Yeah. Are you doing better than her now?
Yes. I do better than most, actually.
She said that with her whole chest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a lot better than her now. She should have started sexing.
So, yeah, and I don't know. I when I joined, it didn't take me that long to figure it out. You know, it's a lot of hard work. Mm. It's a lot of hard work, but I enjoyed it. So
yeah, you're a lot of dudes' hot girlfriend now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a lot of dudes' girlfriend in Sweden.
Yeah, she's in Sweden.
Does OnlyFans tell you where your demographic is? I didn't mean to step
okay,
over
dude.
Here.
No.
Does it tell you like where most of your clients are from?
It's the States.
It's
from
the
here.
States. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I figured. Yeah. I feel like that's
where does Sweden rate on that list?
Not very high. Swedish people are cheap.
They're prudes.
Are they prudes in Sweden?
No, Swedish men are cheap. That's the thing. Mm. They're cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that also make dates harder?
Of course. I don't date Swedish guys anymore because I...
Let's go.
When America. I moved back, I lived in London. I moved back to Sweden 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on a date. And this guy, we went for dinner. And the bill came. And the guy takes out his iPhone and his calculator and start calculating what we had.
I love how you and say calculator. Shared.
Like, you know, you owe me. You had a Diet Coke. You had a dessert. So you owe me this much. So you owe more money than me.
Yeah.
I was like, no, like this is a first date. I don't expect you to pay every time, but like the first date, come on. Yeah,
for sure. Did you know about the OnlyFans money?
I didn't have OnlyFans then.
Okay. So he's just a cheap boy.
Yeah, he was just cheap.
Did he get a second date?
No. Are you crazy?
Checking.
He got blacklisted.
Got blocked and ghosted.
Yeah.
His name got changed to cheap ass.
Oh, man.
I want to know about Sweden. I don't know why, because it seems like a white people paradise, and I want to know what that's like. You know,
America.
It is.
America's not a white people paradise. There's too many black people here for it to be a white people paradise.
You'd be surprised how many black people there are in Sweden.
What? Six?
Wait, I don't.
There's a lot of black people.
I don't count them.
Hey,
as
that's
black.
That's double the numbers from 10 years ago. Yeah. Percentage wise. It's blowing up over there. So how long did you live in Sweden for?
So I'm half Swedish. I'm half Chilean and half Swedish. So I grew up in Sweden.
Wait, is your mom or dad Swedish?
My dad is Swedish.
Okay.
And my mom is Chilean, yeah.
How did they meet?
In Chile, actually.
I don't want to pry, but what was your dad doing in Chile?
I was working there, and then my mom moved to Sweden, and then I was born.
That's pretty sick. Where you get like a job in Chile, and then fucking your dad must have crushed it. And she's like, "Yeah, dude, I'll move to Sweden with you."
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah." They both were tired of eating llama meat. He was like, "Let's go to Sweden and get all this chocolate."
I feel like when you say things like that, there's definitely llamas in Chile, right?
Yeah, llamas, alpacas. It's one of their biggest like things. Right?
You know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Just knows you too, so you much. Too,
you, too, you know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Dude, Lemaire's just walking fun facts.
That's good, though. I like that.
Yeah. But you said you moved then to New York.
I lived in... I came here when I was 18. I was a nanny for about a year.
So you took like care of white
pair.
Babies?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, an au pair? Yeah.
Swedish au pair. That's kind of, that's a thing, right?
No, that's a lot of dudes' dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, dude. She was a hot Swedish nanny. I know. That dude must have been freaking out.
I do a lot of sexting about that, too.
And she was...
Oh, you go right into the nanny role play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just experience, though.
Are you... If you can't answer this question, I get it. Are you different things to different people? Like, to some people, are you like, I'm this, whatever?
Of course.
Okay.
Like, everyone has different fantasies and fetishes, you know? Mm. That's the thing. That's why it's like what I said to you, I enjoy the one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because, and I guess when it's online, people are less shy, you know? They're less scared to say.
The anonymity.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Exactly.
Do people show you their faces or do they keep it to themselves?
I'd never ask for anyone to show me their face.
Okay.
Some do, but I always say, like, it's in the book, actually. Like, never if you... I don't say you.
Gross.
But sometimes
you sounded like one of those tubes. Where, like,
you know... You know when I say... ew, it's when some guys send like dick pics and they want the dick rating. Like this is a huge thing.
Wait, how many of those do you get a day? Like rate my dick.
I see tons. Those advertised on every OnlyFans.
Tons, dick tons. Okay.
And you don't like them?
Some are beautiful. Some are awful.
Do you give them honest ratings?
Yes, I do.
Has anybody
I do.
Ever been mad that they were like, you could have given me a 5 and you gave them a 2?
Yeah, I thought this was a 7.
They're like, they got a 2 and they're like, unsubscribed.
Do they come to you one honestly, or do they come and like they're? Have you ever had anybody let down by your honesty?
I feel like they're looking for humiliation, right?
I think so. Yeah, they're being disappointed. Oh, really? I thought it was big. You say it's little? I'm sorry to break it to you, dude.
That's so funny to pay money to have a girl tell you your dick's small.
That's not what you wanted. Like, if you were looking for that, then it's like, that's what I paid my money for. But if you, like, she's going to say it's as big as hell.
Like, damn, I never seen a dick that big in my life.
But you know what? I'm doing them a favor. Like, yeah. Come on. Like, if they really think that they have a big dick and their dick is small, they need to know. Come on.
Yeah, they're not, so they don't go in with too much big dick confidence.
So they can find out their they can find out their dick small and then they can, like, learn a hobby.
They can learn other tricks.
Yeah, dude. Under four, you better have some good skills.
Yeah. Under four, you better learn how to podcast.
Chill.
Did you know, I'm sorry. I'll put the headphones back on.
Did you know you were good at sexting before you started sexting, like, professionally? Like, just dating?
Yeah, I think I do, because I've always been good at flirting on text.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say flirting again?
Flirting.
Flirting and calculator. Those came out of your mouth. So nice. But, I was thinking about this the other day on Mushrooms, just, like, how many... like women in my life I was sexting, like talking shit like I'm about to ravage you, and then and then we get there and I'm just in it for a minute and a half and just and just I was just like, I let so many people down.
I'm sorry, father. I'm sorry, mother.
You fuck so bad you had a press conference.
Not my best performance.
Have you ever had a dude like sex you so well that you were like, yo, what are you doing, man? What are you doing later?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Like, yeah. The dudes have ever...
The guys are amazing at sexting.
Here, wait. Throw out your OnlyFans right now.
Yeah.
Wait, say your OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. What do you mean?
No, like, is that Amber?
Amber J. Sweetheart.
Yeah. And you could possibly win her over. You probably won't, but you could.
You give it a real shot.
Yeah, for $15 a month, you have a chance to make this lady come
you could to win you. Her over.
Well,
you can become one of my boyfriends. Yeah. Yes.
Poly as hell. We support it. This is the East Coast. Everybody's poly except for Andy and me.
Everyone's poly except for half this room. So you said a lot of your traffic comes from America.
Yes.
And then do you ever get guys? Because, like, we're joking about it, but, like, definitely American dudes probably, like, go crazy for your accent. Do you get guys trying to send you, like, audio, or they want you to send them audio clips of you saying shit?
Yes. They do. They like
how much do you charge for that?
Also, how does your OnlyFans come up on a joint bank account statement? Yeah. Asking for a friend. A horny friend.
Oh, man.
We're going to subscribe and be like, Amber, can you be the fourth person on our podcast?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. You just signed up for a lot. She has to pay for it all now.
Oh, you want a sugar mama? Is that it?
Yes.
I've
literally been looking for that my whole life.
You don't even know.
Too short, though. No one wants to be a sugar mama to a short man. It's a thing I've learned.
I'm short, too. I'm only 5'1".
That's, like, appropriate.
So you tall to me.
Yeah, you're a mountain to her.
Well, then do you want to be my sugar mama?
I think about it. I have to see your sexting skills first.
Ah, they stink.
She didn't even respond.
No, she did. She responded too genuinely. So I'm like, I can't say that on the podcast.
Wait. So what she said worked on your girl?
It did.
Amber's a goddamn professional.
Sign up for
gotta sign the fuck up. Amber's sweet.
Buy this damn Bible.
Dude, your girl's texting you like, I just left my meeting. I'm so fucking horny.
And I didn't even write back yet. I'm like, oh, goddamn it. Like, this is a real thing where
she's just waiting, like, text me back.
Yo, I sent that off like, this is going to be so funny.
She sent that like 40 minutes ago.
And she texted me back like right away, and I was like, oh, this is too real. I just put it
there. You got the bubbles up.
Yeah.
She knows you're thinking about what you're like, oh, shoot, I was just horny.
Wait, how real is it? It's like so real.
It's not. She's not texting me back sexy. She's because the thing we sent wasn't sexy. It was like,
what was the thing?
It
you
was like romantic.
It
was
a start.
Yeah. So she's like talking like miss you, this, that, and the third things I want to do when I see you. But it's not sexual yet. But it could get there real fast.
Dude, it's very close to getting there.
Yeah.
Dude, I think she's insinuating too.
I think she's insinuating.
Yes, she is. Exactly. Yeah. And that's how it starts.
So now what should I do? Ask for a dick rating?
do you really want to know?
Babe, can I let this lady rate my dick?
How confident are you?
She doesn't give me a 10.
How confident are you?
Definitely not her say anything but a 10 confident. At least not my girlfriend. Anybody else can say anything they want.
There's no point in asking. She has to lie to you.
She has to lie.
Or she gave you this emoji, the thinking one, like.
And then she sends you a calculator.
It's a guy doing math, I guess.
What would you say if like a dude had a girl that wasn't into sexting? Oh. What would you say would be like a good way to like segue into that?
That means she doesn't even like him, right?
Yeah, that means she doesn't even like him.
Okay, I'm sorry, but Andy had a whole separate question. I just had an opinion about it.
I don't know if that's what that means.
Andy, you should fire off. You fire off a message. You see what happens.
Yeah, fire off a message, Andy.
I'll fire off a message to my mother.
You're going to fire off a message to Amber? to her OnlyFans?
You'll know it's me when it goes, ooh.
Well, for me, a sext would be like, you trying to get Grubhub later?
Yeah, yeah, I guess everyone has a different sexting language, I suppose.
Yeah, like if my wife sent me a text that just said, like, I got you Coors and a DiGiorno, I'd be like, this bitch wants a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, your text to her should be like, fire up 98 Day Fiance, babe, I'm coming home early.
Yeah, I've been watching this. This is way off topic, but I've probably spent like 5 hours yesterday watching Bullshit the Game Show.
What's Bullshit the Game Show?
Oh, that's
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, that's Howie's new joint.
It's so good.
Howie's a genius, dude. Deal or no deal.
Comfy. Look, you're too comfy. Get on the pod.
My bad. Oh, it's a good show.
What do they do?
Yeah.
It's four contestants, one person. Three of them are like watching one person's answering questions. When they answer the question, it doesn't say if it's right or wrong. They have to explain why they knew the answer. And the other three have to decide whether or not they're bullshitting.
Yeah.
And if you fool them, you can go on. You can get the money without even getting the question right. And but if you don't fool anybody and you're wrong, then you're off the show completely. It's a lot more to explain. I don't want to make this whole next segment talking
about bullshit.
Yeah, plugging. Yeah, I don't want to make this a bullshit segment. But
do you ever have sexting that's bullshit?
Sick.
Never.
Brought it back.
Good way to get our sponsor in there. No.
All right, and I understand completely if you don't want to do this at all. But
you gotta stop starting questions with that,
because I mean it. Because I feel like I can go too far real easily, and I get worried about it. But so say we're one of us is gonna sex you
as a group, a MMF,
MMF,
yeah.
And we text you, hey, we're here. What would you say back if you don't want to do it?
Hey, we're here.
We're starting off rough. We're on OnlyFans. We don't know how to talk to ladies. We're a group. We put it all together, and we're just like, we put all our petties in a jar.
Our big brain.
First of all, it has to be individual.
Okay, no group rate. That makes sense.
Or you want a group dick rate? Yeah. You want to send me like three dick pics and I rate it all?
But we won't tell you who's who.
Them. No. Yeah.
We're going to get a group.
I'd love to do that.
We're going to put them on top of each other like swords, and then we're going to send them to you, be like, which one?
Yes. You'll never figure out which one's Andy's.
Yeah, I was just going to show them quickly which one's mine.
We'll have to put it in
black. Yeah. Do it in black and white.
Where's face your dick? I'll make my dick look like Swedish Santa Claus.
Krampus.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You guys are funny.
We hope you're having a good time.
Yeah. I'm having a great time.
All right, that's great.
Where do you see? Because like you said, you spent like 16 hours a day.
Not always. No. Absolutely not always. That he asked me the longest I have spent online.
You have holidays that are like, it was like Valentine's Day big for you?
Yeah.
That's what I
figured. Oh, yeah. That's a good question. Like, when does your...
February 13th, they're like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Somebody to talk to.
It's Valentine's.
There's a lot of lonely people out there, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of lonely guys out there. So, you know, I feel happy that I can provide them with some love and affection.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.
You truly have a sweetheart, Amber.
Yes. Yes.
Where do you...
That was a good one.
Oh, I was in interview mode. I missed that. Where do you want to go with the sex thing? Like, do you... Because I feel like you're always, like, rocking ideas and stuff. Like, where do you want to expand.
Wait, I want everyone. I want everyone to be able to sex. I want sexting to become a thing. I want online relationships to become a thing.
That's how I feel about my favorite porn fetish.
There you go.
I just want it to be a thing.
Yes.
It's cum walks.
It's what?
Nothing funnier you could have said.
What? Oh, what?
It's just when a guy finishes on a lady and then she just goes and walks through like the mall. It's my favorite thing, and I just wish more people did it, and no one does it.
So let's make that a thing too.
That's what. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
let's you. Make it a thing.
You ever have guys ask you to do? You ever have guys ask you to do wild shit like that, and you're like, I totally did it.
Oh yeah.
Done, baby. No.
Because sex in a general. Oh my bad.
No, go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
I was gonna say sex in a general, even between like just a guy and a girl who aren't like. It's usually just mental more than anything. So yeah. It's like
of course.
It's not like when you say I'm doing a thing, people are actually expecting you to be like.
But that's the thing though, because you're online and it's a fantasy. You can go a little wilder. You know, things that you probably wouldn't actually do in real life, or you'd be too shy to do in real life.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? Like out of all, do you just want the sexting queen title? Like, is there more?
I want to build a brand. I want to take over the world. Mm. Yeah. No, but
in the brain.
I want to see how far I can take it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Did a lot in 2 years.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I have, and I worked really hard, so.
Yeah.
Almost broke your thumbs. Got hospitalized. Yes.
My hands are fucked. My back probably.
How often do you fuck up your thumbnails? Just like, I can tell
often,
you nails
often, and just
fuck it. Just pops off.
Occupational hazard.
How long were you doing it before you were like, I gotta put out a fucking book?
6 months.
6 months. Okay.
Oh, so
that's what's interesting. Is like you fucking went all in on the OnlyFans and you went. Yeah. You're like, I gotta get a book now.
Exactly. My thought was always this: like, when the pandemic ends, OnlyFans is going to come to an end, which is, it hasn't. Yeah. It's still as active as ever. Mm. But that was my thought. So I just didn't want it to end. So I was thinking, how do I make this last longer? I need to like stand out. I need to build a brand. And I don't want to just be another OnlyFans model.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's when I started thinking about the book.
And then what do you do when you're like, I want to write a book? Like, did you have any idea where to go with that?
Just hit up a Google Doc, like number one.
I just started thinking about different examples, and then the Bible thing came to my head, and I kind of built that on there.
Did you ever tell us your favorite one? Because I know you said your favorite one. When
did you,
or not your favorite one, but like.
I think one that's really important is like, for you know, what not to do, not to push anyone, not to be too aggressive. I think that one is really, really important.
So what's the sign? If I'm sending somebody a text and I'm like, hey, I'm so horny, I want to come everywhere. And then they go, what would I look for when they're saying something back to me?
They're going
to
send you a green throw-up face.
Yeah.
But
that's not very sexy, is it? Like, that's just like, you know, you need to build it up.
Yeah, but I'm horny. Take care of it.
That's not going to last very long, is it?
I'm going to give delicate kisses to your butthole. Like,
I'm just trying to make them laugh. But no, really what I'm asking is, like,
dude,
what's
that's
the
a good
sign?
Sex, dude. You put the three kisses emoji?
Say, like, what signs should I look for if, no matter what I'm saying, if the sex things go, like, that she's not into it. What are words or phrases or reactions?
Short answers.
Short answers.
You know, like, you know when you're in a conversation with someone and they kind of shut you down, like, they don't continue the flow.
What's your move? Like, if you're getting something that's too much, like the one we read earlier, I guess we went through it, but, like, what's your go-to? Like, this is too much. Guys, I'm not out of my comfort zone. Do you have a thing that they should maybe look for that maybe anybody who comes from our podcast to talk to you should look for when if they're crossing boundaries?
Yeah, like what I say?
Yeah, like just like keywords.
I'm always honest. I just said this is not like
this.
I don't do this. This is not acceptable. I'm sorry. You know, like that. I don't take shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hot.
Do you ever get like, what's the right word?
Wait, can you fight?
Do I look like I can fight?
A little bit.
I can kill you with my look, probably. Oh, I can, man. Yeah, no. Kill you with my eyes.
Yeah, you broke eye contact. I know. I didn't want to.
Like, I can kill you with your look.
I'm not trying to die. I'm not trying to die.
No, I can't fight.
No, okay, okay. No, it sounded that. It sounded like you like throw hands when you said that. I'm fucking. I don't take shit. That was like a tough thing to say. I was scared.
I'm telling you, came up in the rough streets of Sweden.
Yeah. I did it.
The not so green Sweden streets. Yeah. I want to. Is it just beautiful all the time there? except when it's cold?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. It's very beautiful, but yeah. It's boring.
Is there comedy in Sweden?
Of course.
Like stand-up?
Yes.
Have you gone to see any out there or nah?
I haven't, no. But I know there is. It's
what
big
about
over
out
there.
Here?
I have, but it was a long time ago.
Who's your favorite
You guys
comedian?
Like the mackerel, yeah?
My favorite of all time?
Yeah.
Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld.
Mm. Legendary. All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Y'all probably got him in like 2005 in Sweden.
Yeah. Yes. They're still showing the reruns. Yeah.
TV travels to Sweden like TV to space.
Just takes a couple years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That is a thing, though. There was a whole thing about bringing Everyone Loves Raymond to like Russia or something. Yeah. And they had to do a whole. Do you have any of those in Sweden where they had to whole completely remix a show?
Oh.
I don't know.
Is there like a Swedish office?
Yeah. You know,
No, there isn't a Swedish office. But there are some stuff that they like remake, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
You were saying when you got here, you thought it was weird how like open weed is in New York.
Jesus,
compared to Sweden.
Yeah.
How punishable is weed? Because I feel like you
it
came in.
It is punishable. They don't tolerate drugs like at all.
Us like just smoking.
Like
weed.
ASAP Rocky, he was in jail for that one pill he had.
Oh, that wasn't Sweden.
It wasn't that. It was. Who was it? It was East.
No, it wasn't ASAP Rocky.
No, he was in jail for a fight, but
G-Eazy,
okay.
Yeah, he had a pill. Yeah. He had an ecstasy pill. It was something like that. And he ended up in jail. Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine being so, you're like, I'm being responsible. And then you go to jail for being responsible.
That's so funny because ecstasy doesn't like fuck you up like that. You could go one more.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to save this one for the plane. It's going to be a hell of a flight.
Yeah. Were you do you smoke at all?
No.
Okay.
Is that something you're saying because you don't, or is it because you don't you're going to go back to Sweden?
The Sweden authority.
They're like, we heard what you said.
I want to be able to go back home. No, I actually don't smoke.
Okay.
It makes me paranoid.
The best part.
I love the paranoia.
That's what I always hear from people who like it. Like cuz I have the same thing, like if I smoke too much I get paranoid, and then everyone who loves smoking they're like, that's why we do it.
I don't get that, though. Like, why would you want to be paranoid thinking that everyone is, like, out to get you?
Because sometimes you're right.
That's the scary thing.
That's true. Remember there was the raccoon trying to break into your house the one night?
Yeah, I was real high, and I was like, I got paranoid because I heard things going on out by my window, and like I thought it was somebody trying to break in, so I grabbed my hatchet. And that's my weapon. My weapon of choice was a hatchet. And long story short, it was a raccoon actually trying to break in through. Like, I had my air conditioner in, so it was just like a little opening. I'm very poor, so I had a towel. I had a towel keeping it, you know, right? And he just was reaching between, and I just saw his little raccoon hands, like, aww, fingers doing this, and poor I cut him off.
No,
I didn't do it. I just wanted to look you in the face and say that and just watch you go, no. But no,
he had that poor little raccoon that was trying to break it into your house. Yeah.
No, but
casual raccoon being me.
I just made a lot of noise and he took his hand out.
He's like, oh shit.
Yeah, he was like, they're home. But he was going to break in, and scary. I don't know what he was going to do. Sex my lady.
Raccoons run away the funniest of any animal, really.
Next to lizards.
Yeah, I was going to say, you proved lizards.
The lizard is, yeah. Lizards run funny.
We'll have to show you after this.
We can do it right now.
Oh, yeah. Can you pull up Lemaire's Instagram?
There's a type of lizard that runs on water.
Right.
You know? And yeah. It has a pretty funny run.
And Lemaire figured it out.
Yeah, I figured it out. So I can run on water. No, it feels like we're just showing you things now. Sorry.
Yeah. Yo, no, but like, is there anything else you want about while we're pulling up Lemaire's? Oh, it's right there.
I want to see this. these lizard things.
Do you also want to see his self suck technique?
Oh, no, no, it's the top first one.
It's the first one. Yeah, oh, it's that man. One. It's that one. See, he runs like a lizard.
That's how they run. You know, on
that's
the
how
water.
Lizards run.
Amber doesn't think you look like a lizard at all.
Yeah, that's you what know, I was thinking. You don't look run. Like
what
a lizard.
Can you gotta bring up a lizard, run. Dude.
That's how they run.
Damn, dude, we are fucking idiots. Do you remember it? You remember in West Nyack when Lemaire showed us that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amber had the right reaction to be like, what the fuck did I get myself into? Our reaction was like, Lemaire, you're brilliant.
He's trying to get away.
Yeah.
He's getting chased by an enemy.
It's
the exact.
Oh, oh, it's so accurate, dude. It's so accurate.
Oh, my gosh.
He nailed it.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So, what would you do if you had to sext a lizard?
I saw the
knot. All right, what about his self suck technique?
That's no, awesome. Come on. All
right.
Come on, guys. You guys are embarrassing me in front of the hot lady. Come on.
Yo, we broke, lady.
That's so funny. Oh, man.
Oh, man, damn.
Well, you guys, get the sexting Bible. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you grab it. It's out now?
It's pre-order. You can pre-order now. Yeah. Yes.
And where could they pre-order it?
On Amazon.
On Amazon?
Yeah. Yes, the Sexting Bible by me, Amber Sweetheart.
And your Instagram is @?
Amber J. Sweetheart.
And that's the OnlyFans too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I'll see you there.
How did I?
All right, and also, you gotta if you join her OnlyFans, you gotta say the panty boy sent you.
Yes,
yes,
and please, Amber. Yes, saw you follow us on. Let us know.
Yes,
let us know if the boys fucking subscribe.
If they do, they get a special session. I promise.
And if you heard it here, boys.
Please, don't let us down. Don't
basically our first sponsorship. Hit her with code PITM in the DMs.
Start use promo code Running Lizard.
Yeah, that's the code word. Yeah.
Let it. That's how you know he got this far.
Yeah, it's just one fan being like, "I'm in a bad lizard. Want to chase me over some water, Amber?
Can you do the lizard walk?
Yeah. Oh man. Oh man. All right. I think we did it.
Yeah. No, we did it. Yeah. Thank you so much,
Amber Sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Check out the book.
Yeah. And we gotta do a Patreon episode for the boys.
Yeah, we're gonna hit you with a Patreon episode.
We'll be back.
We can't take that much of Amber's time, so it'll be there at some point.
It's about Kevin Samuels.
R.I.P. to the king.
R.I.P. Kevin.
Yeah. Thank you.